All right, so Chipotle raising prices 4%, saying, hey, this is going to accomplish a couple of things. Number one, we'll keep up with the rising cost of food prices. Number two, that'll enable us as a company, 50,000 employees, to hike pay to $15 an hour. We're hearing from you on this, 815, if they're using the increase to really pay employees $15 an hour, I'd happily pay the increase. 847, there are 2,000 work hours in a year, working full-time with 10 days unpaid, leave $15 an hour, $30,000 a year. Cost of living in Chicago, more than twice that. 708, first of all, workers do not deserve that amount of money. Second, I'm not paying $8 or $9 for a burrito at Chipotle. We've heard from you, and text us at 312-981-7200. Roger Romanelli, let's hear from him, too. He's with the Chicago Restaurant Coalition, the president of that organization. Roger, how are you doing, my friend?
Very well, but can I just make one slight correction, please?
Sure.
I am the coordinator of the Chicago Restaurants Coalition. We don't have officers.
Oh.
We're a citywide coalition, so I'm the coordinator, and you know, I'm a staff person, so I'm an urban planner and executive director of the Fulton Market Association.
How long have I thought you've been the president? I'm so sorry. My gosh.
That's
no
problem.
Gave you a big title.
That's a good title.
El Jefe. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
What do you think about all this, Roger? And what are you noticing here in the Chicago area with the restaurants in the situation of hiring?
Well, we're in a challenging spot, and I appreciate all the issues that you put up on the screen. I spoke with several of my restaurants for today's call, and Anna, what I'm hearing is exactly what you just said, is that restaurants are doing their best not only to stay open through this pandemic as we end it, but prices are going up. The chicken prices have doubled. Apparently, the chicken price is supposed to come down after the Super Bowl. They haven't. They're up. Gas prices are up. Other meat products are up. Equipment is hard to find. And as you noted, the minimum wage is going to increase on July 1st in Chicago to $15 an hour for companies over 50 employees, which does impact several restaurants. So the challenge is the restaurants are facing higher costs, and they have to pass those on to customers, even though they really don't want to at all. So what we want to say to customers and all your wonderful WGN listeners is, look, understand that government is raising the cost on businesses, and they've got to pass it along somewhere. So come and enjoy the burrito. Ask for some extra salsa. You
know, how much are they going to charge salsa for that, Roger? Is that going up
no,
too?
No, salsa's on the house, Anna.
Oh, good. I love salsa. Sometimes when you ask for extra, you do have to pay for that. I've noticed. But
yeah,
I mean,
sometimes.
In all seriousness, I'm hearing, though, and we've all been hearing for some time, and I don't think it's getting any better, Roger. I'm hearing that it is still very tough to attract workers back to the restaurants, and that now you're seeing a surge in new customers. People are getting vaccinated and they're ready to come out again, and so you see really packed restaurants across the city and not enough staff to sort of accomplish that. And I wonder what you're hearing about that. There's so many reasons cited.
I talked to one of my companies this morning, says typically before the pandemic and you know over the past couple months, he was paying a line cook, right? So it's a cook that helps the chef. Paying the line cook $16 an hour, now $20 an hour. Talked to another one of my restaurants, and they said, you know, they said, we're a family-owned restaurant. We have been taking care of our employees. We've been paying them appropriately. We've been given those annual increases and the minimum wage increases. Talked to another company, said, yeah, we're having difficulty. We are having difficulty. One of our restaurants in the Fulton River District, Jody, she's talking about she wakes up in the morning, she preps the food, she cooks the food, she greets the customers, she's running around, she's doing security. So it is tough for restaurants to get the employees back there. You know, but again, the government, City Hall, Anna, Springfield, they shut down our restaurants during the pandemic. So people that wanted to work, people that really wanted to work, well, they gravitated to some other industries. So now we've got to get restaurants, we've got to get employees back to work. And frankly, here's the bottom line. If anybody wants to work and they want a flexible environment with collaborative, supportive restaurant owners, go apply for a restaurant job. And if you're unsatisfied, you know, you got a lot of media outlets you can go to. But there's a lot of jobs available right now.
Yeah, I hear that. Are you also hearing that bonuses are in play, that restaurants are doing that in order to attract workers?
Yeah, one of the restaurants I talked to said they're trying to increase their health insurance coverage for employees. Some restaurants are offering signing bonuses. But I think, again, all your WGN listeners, if I could just say this very clearly, We've got family-owned restaurants that are still barely struggling to be profitable. And then you got these corporate chains like your Chipotle's and so forth that can afford to give these bonuses or can afford to pay extra costs. So ultimately, please support our family-owned restaurants. They are the cornerstone of our neighborhoods. Go there. If they don't have something you don't like, you know, something you like, you know, talk to the owner, talk to the chef. But understand that that our family-owned restaurants are really having a tough time because they just don't have those deep pockets that the other corporate restaurants have.
I hear you. 815, more of your texts. Hi, Anna. Paid $11 for a hamburger and fries. Came with that Wahlburgers in St. Charles. Expensive, but if paying workers $15, I'm okay. 708, I'm fine with raising prices to be able to pay $15 an hour. If you can't afford to pay the little extra, bring your lunch. I have a friend who drives a loaded BMW, but then complains the price of a sandwich might go up 30 cents. And then 708, paying more and getting bad service, no way. I do notice it is tough on shorter staffs, right, in restaurants that are super crowded and they don't have enough people. It's You gotta sort of empathize with some of the folks who are working there, trying to do their best, but they aren't up to full capacity in terms of being staffed.
Yeah, really and truly, you know, during the pandemic, you know, big places like Amazon were offering competitive wages to restaurants, and again, the restaurants, they didn't even know what their occupancies could be, so how could they schedule everybody, right? You know, again, we just have to go back to the fact of why our coalition was founded, Anna, across Chicago, which is, we asked City Hall, give us the evidence that restaurants are causing problems. Give it to us. We made a Freedom of Information request. They didn't have it. So restaurants were shut down, whereas you had Amazon going full board and Home Depot and the other places. So people that really wanted to work and wanted to see their careers moving ahead, you know, restaurants were hammered. So I think what we're saying to people, and there was an article that just came out in one of the newspapers, really heartbreaking, about how hard restaurant work is and how onerous. Look,
I saw that.
You know, if you want a flexible job or if you want a job where there's a family-owned operation and you have a problem, bring that forward. We're going to be writing a letter to the editor on this one. I mean, we should do a whole show on this article. This is really, really, it was a really disappointing article. I mean, really disappointing.
Well, for another time, maybe next week or something, you can join us again and talk about it. And I know you always check in with different restaurants across the city, too, and I appreciate you doing that, kind of give us a feeling of what's going on. Hey, I owe you a Saganaki, Roger, okay? So figure out
yes.
a date for it.
Yes, or a insect burger. I know you've been
yeah.
eating insects lately.
No, I'm not.
You know.
I'm not yet. Some people are, but maybe if it gets you to the table to sit down, and I'll thank you for all your time during the pandemic, then I'll do it. Roger,
okay.
take care, okay?
Take care, Anna. Thanks, Anna. Bye-bye.